Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life, living your purpose, healing from karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome, everyone, to the show. It's Friday, another beautiful day. Today, our focus is going to be absolutely amazing because I love what the guardian angels have shared with me and the subject for today, which is about, are we alone? You know, trying to understand the elements and the situations that are amongst us and what's really going on out there. There's a lot of things to talk about today, but first off, how is your week? How have things been going on in your life? Have you been paying attention to the messages and being aware that certain things happen in our lives which so many people say, oh, that was a coincidence, or, oh, I think that was really something that was just, you know, an accident, but that's pretty interesting. You know, we don't realize how often we are given gifts. We don't realize how often we are given messages. And these messages and these gifts are given to us from a higher source. And they are not coincidence. They are not a mistake. They are not, it just so happens to be. They are meant to be. That's the reason why I'm so happy to talk about what we are talking about today, are we alone? So many people that I've worked with, so many people that I have met through life, that I have lived in this lifetime, ask that question. Well, I just feel so alone. You know, are we really alone? And I just sit there and I roll my eyes up at the sky and I just sit there and I say, how could we be alone? How? And during today's show, if you have questions and if you have stories you'd love to share, never hesitate to email me your stories, your examples that you have experienced in your life. You can go to my website. It is asktammyadams.com. But if you email me, you can go to tammy@asktammyadams.com. And you can share your stories or any other information that you'd love to share with me so I can post it and I can put it up for the rest of the world to see so that you can inspire them. So you can share your messages with them as well. Why are we here? Why are we on this planet? What is the meaning of life? So many people feel as though we are alone because we make ourselves alone, because we create the blockages, the complications, the distance in our lives. Door after door has opened for us throughout this lifetime. Door after door has opened for us. So why are we allowing ourselves to continue to keep those doors shut? Today, I'm going to be mentioning some really beautiful, absolutely strong points. Today, I'll spend a moment being able to create a vibration to help to open your energy field with inside of the blockages that we have created. All of us create them. Even I have had blockages within my life, time and time again. It is about keeping in balance. There was a client I was working with yesterday, and she said, well, how do I keep, she goes, I don't understand, Tammy. She goes, you're always saying, you know, I need to meditate. She goes, but I feel great. I don't feel like I need to meditate. And I said, you know, and that's exactly what happens. People think that they feel great, so they stop doing the homework. They stop paying attention to meditation and healing and keeping themselves in balance. I said, let me give you a small example. She goes, yeah, that'd be great because I don't know how I keep getting messed up. And I said, let's say that, you know, you work out every day, you eat great every day, and you're keeping yourself fit. And she goes, yeah. And I said, But what would happen if you stopped eating great and you ate horrible and you stopped working out? She goes, well, of course I would, you know, start gaining weight. I'd stop, you know, being toned. I wouldn't look so good. And I said, exactly. It's the same thing with meditation. If we don't keep up on ourselves energetically, emotionally, and spiritually, then obviously eventually we're going to build blockages. We're going to, you know, come up to brick walls. We are going to have difficulties energetically. I'm trying to constantly be here for all of you to share these stories and to express time after time how to open up your energy, how to become more aware, how to open your eyes and your ears and your spirit so that you can change in your life to eat, sleep, breathe a better life. We are born so that we can have everything our hearts have desired, whatever that may mean. If you want to have a soulmate, you're meant to have a soulmate. If you want to be someone who's helping to guide and teach people for the rest of your life, then go guide and teach people for the rest of your life. If you want to be a successful business person, why can't you be a successful business person? Go out there and do it. I've seen and heard and experienced by meeting people and working with people so many different types of scenarios of people who have had nothing and then have something. I recently have had a client who has reached out to me, and he actually was homeless, and he was not doing so well. And he said, you know what, I always go out and feed the homeless and just feed people. It's just something I love to do. And I spent time talking with him, sat there, talked with him, spent time, and I said, what is wrong? Why do I see that you have such lack of faith, and you're so angry, and you're so upset, and you're so hurt? What is going on with you? He said, I've been abandoned. I've been abandoned. There is no one out there for me. You know, everyone talks about this God and this being and this creator. He goes, there's no one out there for me. He goes, I'm alone. And I sat there with him and I prayed and I held his hand and I said, you're not alone, Michael. His name was Michael. I said, you have never been alone. And then I shared with him some information that I saw, some information that his guardian angels and even, you know, a mother of his who passed away a while ago were sharing stories with me. And I was repeating that information to him, and he began to cry. And he was very down on his luck. He, you know, actually used to be a chiropractor. Anyways, he had a very, very, very sad, depressing, very heartfelt, hard story that he was living. And he felt like as if he did everything right, but he still was in this position of being homeless and no one cared. He didn't get any help from the government. He didn't get any help from his friends. It was like everyone turned their back on him. So he was alone in the human world and he was alone in the spiritual world and he was alone within himself. So he felt alone all around. The point is, once I spoke to him and have given him facts and details of how he wasn't alone and proof of information and things that I knew about him to prove to him that he was not alone, he began to cry. And then I gave him advice, gave him a helping hand to open the door and to show him that there is people out there that do care. And he just recently, after a year, came to my office and my assistant collected money from him that he left as a gift that he left to me to spread, to give to someone else, whoever may need it, to pay it forward. He was so thankful that he now has a job. He now has a place to live, and he's starting his life all over again. It is amazing how inspiring we can be if we want to be. It is amazing how many doors we can open for others if we want to. What are the things that are stopping you from opening your heart? What are the things that are stopping you from being who you need to be? Why do we cause interference in our space? Why do we cause the blockages in our space? Why do we stop ourselves? That's what we are talking about today. So open up, sit down, relax, and listen as we talk today. As I share information coming from our guardian angels and spirit guides to all of you. Number one, are we alone? The famous question that has been asked for so many thousands and thousands of years. Scientists, doctors, atheists have asked this question time and time again. Are we alone? There's even stories that are written. Are we alone? Before I answer that, what do you believe? What do you personally believe? Do you believe we are alone? Do you believe that there is nothing out there and that we are created just so we can exist for no reason? Can we really have someone helping us out there? Do you think we can actually have someone out there helping us? I know we can. But what do you believe? Can we have someone helping us? Do you feel like as if that you have had guidance? Do you feel like as if that someone has lifted you and saved you from a negative situation before? Do you feel or know that something has guided you, has taught you, has advised you, has shown you the way? What have you been through? What is your situation? Why have we been taught? This is, I think, the most interesting part of everything. Why have we been taught? And I'm talking about going back to the age of, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, that angels and spirit guides are fake. Fairies are fake. Angels are fake. Spirit guides are fake. All of that is fake, fake, fake. Why are we taught that these things are fake and false and not real? Because people want control. Loved ones that are in our lives want control. The government wants control. Religion wants control. It's not religion, and it's no one really that is any different than you and I. It is a man or it is a woman. So when we go to these places and then we sit there and we say, why is this person, that's so holy or so spiritual or so in a high position, whatever, whoever the person may be, how could they be hurting us? How could they be leading us in the wrong direction? And you always need to remember, that is just a person. And maybe that person is filled with fear. Maybe that person is filled with anger. Maybe that person is filled with pain and has been neglected and has been hurt and has seen very dark days. So as I come to you today to talk, to share, to teach, think about all those that you have been surrounded by and why have they taught you? Why have they told you time after time that angels and spirit guides and all that is fake? Why have they told you that that is not real? Because they wanted you to become more aware. aware of reality, aware of logistics, more mature, more on top of things. But as you become more aware, as you allow yourself to start believing that these things are fake, inside of your soul and inside of your spirit, where you automatically have a connection without believing, without trusting, without even knowing, you automatically already have a connection to the Creator. You automatically have a connection to our angels. So there's a part of your soul and your spirit that already knows, without me saying a word, without anyone teaching you. There's a part of you that already knows this is real. But we are afraid. We are afraid to let go. We are afraid to give in to the messages and to the information and to the, of what our guardian angels and spirit guides are trying to tell us. We are afraid of letting go of control. I've talked about this before because so many of us love that word control. We love that word control. Why do we love control? Is because it makes us feel powerful. It makes us feel strong. It makes us feel like we have our hand in something, that we have control over. If you can't control a relationship, you can't control this, you can't control that, then we try to control ourselves. We try to control our beliefs. We try to control certain things in our lives, which in all reality are creating more of a disruption by allowing ourselves to have that control. Because the most successful, prosperous, happy people on this planet actually do not have control. They have trust, and they have belief, and they have faith. And they live from moment to moment by trusting and believing. And when we trust and we believe, all sorts of doors begin to open. What are the things that are causing the blockages within your life? What are the things that are stopping you? What is the fear, your energy field, that is stopping you from moving forward? Think of that. Connect with that. And let me help you as I focus on giving you movement energetically. So connect with that fear. Connect with that worry, connect with that stress, connect with that control, whatever it may be that is around you. And inhale positive through your nose and exhale negative through your mouth and focus on releasing the stress, the burden, the heaviness, or any of this energy. And let this vibration that I'm in the process of getting ready to create release that energy for you. Inhale positive through your nose, exhale negative through your mouth, and just let the energy flow. Let it go and release. I had to do that for a moment to help to change the vibration and bring forward more positive so that all of you are able to share the enlightenment of the new news that I'm in the process of getting ready to talk about the positive part. So our angels are always with us. They're always with us. They've never forsaken us. They've never left us. They are always with us. We have known this and we have seen this. Whether we understand it, that's one subject. Okay, I'll teach you today of how to understand it and hopefully help you to learn how to have a better relationship. But they've always been with us. Why, if it's fake, we feel as though we are being watched? So why, if it's fake for angels, for spirit guides, for my father who's passed away, for a loved one who's been in your life who's passed away, if that's fake, why do we feel as though they're watching over us? Why do we feel their presence? We may see them. We may feel a message from them. We may have a dream of them. All sorts of information comes forward from them. Because it's real, everyone. It is real. Believe. Trust. Let the energy flow within your soul and your body and your spirit so that you can change your life around and begin to eat, sleep, breathe, and live life on your path of where you're supposed to be. No longer living a life of being misguided, you know, directed in the wrong way, whatever it may be. We are being watched by ones who love us. We are told after our loved ones pass away, we cannot speak to them. We're told, well, your grandfather passed away and you can never speak to him again, so it's over. It's like they act as though that it's a sad story. When people pass away, I dealt with this last week. That's why I wasn't here. I was dealing with a client who I was working with who was going through the process of passing away. Had to go to Southern California. Long story short, to me, it's the next step. It's this beautiful awakening. It happens with inside of you. And you just have this enlightenment. And you all of a sudden feel like as though you're floating. And there's nothing holding you down. And there's nothing holding you back. It is amazing. And when I hear the stories, time after time when I work with people, time after time when I share with them how this is real, and then they go through the experience in front of my eyes. I see them go through the experience in front of my eyes. I become so filled with joy and so proud and so honored to be who I am and to be the teacher and the mentor that I am, because it excites me to see that gift that people receive. And they realize, even though they're in fear of death, they realize that there is another place. They realize that there is a place that exists after Earth, that our soul actually goes somewhere in our spirit. Even though the body dies, which is the vessel, which is the holding space, there's another place. So knowing that before we pass away, knowing that today, as you have 70, 80 years left to live, as you hear this, take advantage of that relationship with those guides, with those spirits. Take advantage of our ancestors, of the shamans that have been at the top of the mountain, of the people that have been helping heal, the ones who have helped us and held us as children, whoever it may be that has passed away in your life. Let that person, from this lifetime or the last, let that person be your guide. Let that person be the one to hold you up, to guide you, to teach you, to direct you. Pay attention to your dreams. I cannot say that enough. I will continue saying that throughout today's talk. Why? Because dreams are very significant, very significant. They give many messages. What are the dreams and the messages that you are being told? Are you seeing people? Are you feeling things? Are you given messages about work? Are you given messages about relationship situations? What are you being told? Can we, are we, but can we be alone? Are we alone? Or are they with us? Well, I say they are with us. Now, I have every way to explain and to prove how our guardian angels and our spirit guides are with us, because I communicate with them and I have had a gift for so many years communicating with them, talking with our guardian angels, talking with our spirit guides. And because of the gift of talking with them, it has helped me to help others. Help others do what? Help others to learn to believe. Help others to follow their path. Help others to open the doors where they've been lost before. Can you change your life around, even if you feel like it's too late? Even if you've already set up your career, you've already set things up in life, you're already in a certain path, you're in a certain direction, can you change that? Can you still have happiness? Can you still get to this other place of happiness, of where you're meant to be? And the answer is very simple, and the answer is very amazing, and that answer is yes. So many doors continuously are open. It's up to us to hold that handle, to hold it, and bring that open. Can we begin our true life's path? Share your story to inspire others. I always explain this because people love to hear examples. So those who are listening and those who are here, all the callers that have been calling in, all the callers that have been waiting, share your stories and go to my website, Tammy at AskTammyAdams.com is the way you can email me personally and share your stories with me to inspire others, and I will post it. Either I'll do a live video or I will do some sort of a video of some sort, or I'll just post it, letting people know, sharing your guys' stories. That is what excites me. It excites me to show how so many of you out there are blessed with stories that I can't even speak about because I haven't been through your example or your scenario. I have been through a lot, but everyone is different. So please inspire others and share your information because it's such a gift. It's such a gift to help open other people's eyes. Who do you feel is near you? Who do you feel is near you? Do you feel like your grandfather's with you? Do you feel like the child's near you? Do you feel like your loved person, soulmate is with you? Who do you feel is near you? Do you even realize who is near you? Do you understand that someone is near you? So many of us live these lives so fast-paced, you know, constantly going, 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 going. Snap of the finger, constantly. Just, oh, go, get up, go. That we don't have time to inhale positive and just relax. We don't have that time. I understand because I sometimes get very caught up in that same path and same daily, pattern of people where they just try to rush through it. And then I have to sit back and sit and say, Tammy, wait, stop, breathe, relax. Thank God I have guardian angels that tell me also. So I do have great reminders. So how are you supposed to know who's near you if you're too rushed? How are you supposed to know who's near you if you're constantly in this pattern and in this path that is pushing you forward so quickly you don't even have time to think about what's going on in your life? You don't even realize what happened. Who do you feel is near you? And always important, very significant to mention, what are your dreams telling you? I'm going to give a short story. My father passes away years ago, and my brother doesn't believe. My brother is just like, he's dead, he's gone, it's over, it's done. And I'm telling my brother, no, that's not true. He's still with us. You don't understand. He's so, you know, absolutely still alive. I'm telling you, I can feel him. I can see him. And he had a dream, literally, that my father was showing him as we were preparing and we were getting things organized for the funeral. My father was inside of, at the hospital, you know, at the, basically he was in the refrigerator. His body, his real body, even after he's passed away. So he's sitting there and we're preparing and he's being held. And he comes to my brother and he tells him, please get things organized because it's so cold. It was like a silly dream. He was just joking. He was being very silly with my brother. And he goes, I just want to get warm again. Now, the joke is my father, even though he's always lived in snow, he's always lived in very cold locations, he always didn't like being cold. It was really funny. So it was always a joke. We were like, okay, so why do you live, you know, in snow? Why do you live in freezing places? You know, go to Southern California, go to California, go here, go there. And he was like, no, but I love it here. It's so beautiful. I love the Four Seasons. And he just always loved that. But he would be just like, oh, my gosh, it's freezing. Give me a jacket. Put the heater on. Make a fire. So it was a joke. The point is when my brother had that dream, he woke up laughing. Because my father, even in his passing, had a sense of humor to make my brother become basically shooken up so he can wake up and stop allowing himself to be in this depression. Basically, he was shaking up my brother to wake him up and just be like, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. And I'm not going into detail of the whole, you know, message, but basically it was just, you know, hey, pass me a jacket, I'm cold. And the way he did it was so hilarious that my brother laughed that whole day of how silly that my father was. And then he saw also another time we left the house and we went to go, so still before he was buried and before we put him to rest. And he had a vision of my father as he was awake. So the point is, and the reason why I'm mentioning this, is because we don't realize how our loved ones are really there. And how much they're around us. The only reason why my brother was aware was because they kept pushing him. I was like, no, pay attention. Open your eyes. Pay attention. Stop allowing yourself to disbelieve. Trust and know that it's real. And that helped him a lot, of course, because I was pushing him. But most people don't have someone to push them as I pushed my brother. So that's the reason why all of you need to pay it forward and push the people that you love. As I help you and you become awakened, then you push someone else and help to open them up so that they're no longer locked up inside of themselves. And when I say push, I don't mean push in an aggressive, negative way. Helping them to unlock, helping them to really get rid of the bolts and the screws that are stuck and keeping them so blocked and tight. Help them to become open so that they can become happy. Just as I'm hoping all of you can become happy by this message today. Are we alone? No, we are not alone. Believe that there is no such thing as a creator, that there's a blue sky, there's clouds,
There's an atmosphere. There's green trees. There's beautiful flowers. There's a whole process. Just think of our body, how our body works. A heart, a brain, bones, muscle tissue, everything that we have, the amazing repair that we can create inside of our bodies, just every part of ourselves. How could there not be something out there? How could there not be something out there if every part of our bodies, every part of Earth is so perfect in every way? There has not been one corner left unattended to. Every corner. Which then goes down to the messages and the purpose of why you're here and the purpose of why our guardian angels are here and the purpose of why our spirit guides are here. To guide us, to teach us, to direct us, to carry us. To give us the knowledge and the knowing in which we need. What are the things that are stopping you from pushing yourself where you need to be? What are the things that are stopping you from opening up with inside of yourself? If you can do a simple exercise, just for a moment, paying attention to your energy, paying attention to the messages, do you know how much more doors will open? Do you know how much information will flow into your life and how much knowledge you will gain? If you want to reach me and you have questions and you're unable to get through because I have so many things to talk about today, never hesitate to email me. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com, or you can call me at 916-930-0781. For questions, more information, setting up an appointment, whatever you would like. Lecture, seminars, there's so many things I have to offer. Or what's my next radio topic or a suggestion for next radio topic, whatever you guys want. You guys can always get a hold of me. There's so many blessings that we are given day after day, time after time, moment after moment. And we are not alone. And that is the reason why I'm here, to prove to you and to show you and to express to you, all of you, that we are not alone. What about your dreams? I said this a moment ago. Please do not hesitate to write your dreams down. Please remember, write your dreams down. Pay attention to the messages that are coming from your dreams. And as you go a couple days after that dream was given to you, look back at it and realize what was the message, what happened physically in your life, and what was the message of that dream. And then start paying attention. If you don't know how to do that, once again, call me. I do dream interpretations. That's what I do. It's something that I've studied and something I learned at a very young age. So you can get in touch with me for that. But it's pretty simple. If you just pay attention, then you can really just actually hear what it is your own guardian angel or spirit guides may be trying to tell you. Can we talk to them? Them meaning guardian angels or spirit guides. Can we talk to them? Absolutely. Yes, we can talk to them. Absolutely. We can talk to them. I've had a show like this before where I express how to communicate with our guardian angels. And today is not about how to communicate with your guardian angels, but it's a very simple answer. How can we talk to them? Once again, is by allowing yourself to believe, having faith, and trusting. Just do it. It's like, how do you go ask for a job? You just do it. How do you start taking care of yourself and getting in better shape? You just do it. How do you take care of your child that you love? You just do it. You don't think about it. You just do it. Just go out there and do it. How do you talk to them? Just believe. Just do it. Just ask them. for help. Ask your angel, ask your spirit guide, ask the person who's passed away that you love, that you have questions for, that you don't understand still things, what happened before they passed. Why? Why did this and this and this happen? Why is this situation still, you know, at hand in your life? Ask how. Come. These circumstances are in our lives. And you will receive answers. You will receive answers. What can you do to get connected? What can you do to get more connected? What you can do to get connected is allowing yourself to meditate, allowing yourself to focus on the chakras, energy point, and levels within your body, connect energetically with inside of your whole being, and focus on those chakras, energy point, and levels in your body, and imagine them being open. Realizing and understanding that karma is real, eating, sleeping, breathing, good karma, asking for forgiveness and healing bad karma, changing the circumstances of the negatives into positives, and realizing that no negative can be so bad that there's no room, there's no opportunity, there's no blessing. Cannot give you that happiness and that joy and that wonderful gift again. Everything that is negative can turn positive. Always and forever. How can you open up is by meditation. That is something that is very powerful, very powerful. Meditation is key. I cannot express that enough. Meditation is key. Why is it key to helping ourselves? Is because as we meditate, and if you don't know how to meditate, I do have a guided meditation CD you can purchase on my website, which is at Ask Tammy Adams. If not, focus on doing it yourself. But meditation is key because it's about you allowing yourself to let go of the heaviness, to let go of the burden, to let go of the weight of the backpack on your shoulder, whatever it may be. Can't get to the place of where you want to be as you're meditating. Try and try again. Don't stop believing and do not stop trying. I have a very stubborn client that I was dealing with before, male, and he was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. How do I just let go? I'm like, you just need to really give all your stress, give all your worry to your guardian angel. Give all your stress, give all your worry to God. Give it to our creator. Just let it go. Stop controlling the whole situation. Stop holding on to the anger. Stop holding on to the fear. Stop holding on to the frustration. Let it go. And he kept saying, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. And I don't know how to do it. And I said, there's no way to just sit there and say, okay, here's the magic word to letting go of fear. Here's the magic word of letting go of control. It's just a way of meditation where you start slowly letting yourself learn how to love yourself again. It's a way of you being at peace and happiness with inside yourself, learning how to heal yourself, then you naturally let go of all this stuff. No, 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 that's not the answer. No, no, no. Long story short, he finally got it, you know. Years later, as I worked with him, he had a big position, or has still, but in work with, she's crazy, you know, construction, building homes, building things, just constantly dealing with contractors, constantly dealing with, you know, all these people and logistic things, you know, very logistic, you know, plans, the city, paperwork, blueprints, just all this type of stuff, which was his reason and his explanation of why he couldn't let go, because he was always dealing with this logistic stuff. And I told him, even though you're dealing with logistic stuff, it has still nothing to do with you not being relaxed. There's no reason why you should carry the stress of others just because you're dealing with all these humans, you know, pushing you and bothering you and just suffocating you. You need to learn to let go of the control so that you can breathe again and so you can be happy again. Long story short, he learned through meditation. I went on a spiritual retreat with him. I had to hold his hand and teach him and show him. And that was his day of awakening. So if you cannot, the first if, you cannot the second if, you cannot the next week, try and try again. And don't stop believing or trying, please. Because eventually, it'll just snap open and automatically your energy starts opening up. And then this relationship begins. A correspondence between you and your guardian angel or your spirit guides. And you start hearing, you start feeling, you start receiving. It's amazing. It's so amazing. Now, you cannot communicate with other people's guardian angels. You cannot communicate with other people's spirit guides. That's a gift. That's not common. But you can communicate with yours any day, any time, any moment, for always and forever. Know all is possible. Trust in what you feel, in what you hear, and in what you see. Please. Know all is possible and trust in what you feel, hear, or see. Open up and change your circumstances into a positive. Open your mind. And don't worry about what people say in you. That is key also, believing in yourself, loving yourself. Without loving yourself, you obviously are not going to be able to receive. Angels are real. Spirit guides are real. They have been here since day one. So please focus on allowing yourself to remember this information. And if you have questions, don't forget to email me at asktammyadams.com and connect with me. This month of March, I actually have a really cool thing for all of you. If you guys do join my newsletter for the month, and it's for free, for the month of March, I do have a really beautiful, amazing gift for all of you, which is all this information about the laws of karma. And it's going to be given throughout the month of March. And it's going to be free gifts that are given to you guys, you know, of information. So if you guys want to learn and you guys are wanting to change your lives around, go on my website and join the newsletter. So then that way you can receive all this information that I'll be sending to all of you to help our world to become a better place, to change things around. Help to believe and change your circumstances so that doors can open. How do you do that? Start by, you know, number one, start with you. So if you want that, you guys can totally, you guys are welcome to that. It's really awesome. And, you know, once I was writing it and I was starting to get it prepared for right now, for March, I was like, gosh, this is really great information. People will love this. So I want to mention that because I don't really tell too many people. So it's something you guys can all really enjoy and take advantage of that's free. Okay, so to all of you, have a blessed, absolutely amazing rest of your week and a wonderful weekend until next time. I am Tammy Adams Kay, and God bless to all of you. I want to take this call because I have been talking and talking. A lot of callers, but I want to just get this one before we end. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Tammy, this is Tony. How you doing today?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York right now.
New York. Wonderful. How can I help you, Tony?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if there were any messages for me.
Any messages from your guardian angels or from your spirit guides? Or you just want me to see anything?
Yeah, anything.
Most important is as soon as I ask that question and close my eyes, I'm told, about a love relationship and about you allowing yourself to focus on being more aware, paying attention to the messages, paying attention to what it is that this person is asking for and wanting to talk about. Really letting yourself become more open and more basically attentive to the relationship. Also that you need to allow yourself, Tony, to realize that in regards towards your career and in regards towards who you are, you're here and you have this, like, I see you being very creative. Like, when my eyes are closed, I keep seeing you being able to build, being able to create, and you have a really creative side about you, but I don't see you using your ability. I see you doing something that seems very sitting down and not doing as much as you normally would. So what do you do for business right now?
Basically, I do AV, like technician work.
Okay, technician. So how could you get involved with something that's more creative that makes you happy? Because that's what your guardian angel is suggesting.
Well, yeah, my passion is like writing. So, children's writing has been something I've kind of done on the side.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds so beautiful. Well, you need to allow yourself to open up to go more towards that direction. I know 2016, this year, is supposed to be the year for love. I'm not really too much seeing a lot about in regards to the situation with it being like a really strong business year. You know, it's basically, it's good. You know, business looks like it has potential to be okay, but that's not what this year is about. This year is definitely about love and about you allowing yourself to have settlement in love. So that's what your guardian angel wants you to be aware of. She wants you to understand, okay, Tony, it's about love. It's about you allowing yourself to get prepared. It's about you allowing yourself to open up to who you are and just love, just having all that wonderful, amazing stuff that's supposed to be coming out of that relationship that I see that's around you. It's just, are you allowing yourself to speak correctly, talk correctly, receive correctly? And that's where your guardian angel is showing me that you're held back. You're not allowing yourself to give into this relationship as much as you need to give into this relationship, not because you don't want to, but because there's this lack of communication and not saying what you need to say. So your guardian angel is saying, really focus on letting that come out of you and really let that start pushing forward. As that happens, the relationship will open up and things will start changing much, much, much more positive.
Okay.
Do you want this relationship? That's a better question.
I mean, when you say relationship, are you talking about like a romantic relationship?
A romantic relationship, yes.
Yeah, I'm not in any romantic relationship.
No, the relationship is at a distance right now. It's one that you need to mend.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It's a relationship that's at a distance right now, but it's one that
right.
you need to mend. Right.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be romantic is what I'm saying. It's just a relationship that's in a distance, because I think I understand that.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I'm being told. I don't know if it's intimate. I just know it's a very emotional and very deep relationship,
right,
which means
I
it's
gotcha.
Sentimental and it's deep in your heart, but it's at a distance,
right.
And I'm being told you need to mend it and you need to fix it and you need to heal it.
Gotcha.
You understand? So, but anyways, and then when it comes to, like your guardian angel was describing a moment ago, this is the year for love. She's obviously describing to me that there's also an opportunity for in, like, springtime-ish, you know, after April. That's when I see doors really opening for a new beginning and you stepping up. And I also see not a relocation, but, like, a change. So I really do think, seriously, that the situation with your career is going to definitely change dramatically. I really do. Because as I'm looking at the situation with career, I just keep seeing something changing. Anyways, the show is getting ready to end very soon. So any other questions so I can be able to make sure you understand everything I'm saying?
Oh, no. I mean, I definitely appreciate what you've given me. I think I understood everything you were saying. And even like the career thing, I just like interviewed.
Well, the creative side with the writing. Oh, my gosh. Can you talk about that for 1 second? The creative side with the writing. What are you doing about that? That's awesome.
Okay. You know, I've written like several children's stories and you know, even some a screenplay. So I kind of was you know, sometimes I get into a mode where I'm like really creative, and then you know, then I kind of like try to do stuff with it, send it out, or you know, and I usually don't get I guess the feedback that I was looking for. So then, you know, the other world comes in where you just like got to work and do that. So sometimes, so sometimes I kind of like, you know, vacillate between the both worlds, and sometimes the work world seems to win out a lot. So.
Okay. Well, she's saying for you to continue having faith and pushing yourself forward, because when she was describing to me, and you also have a male that's talking to me, and he's saying, you don't even realize the messages that he's trying to give. Like, you know, when you see children's books or you watch cartoons and you kids' channel, there's really not messages. It's very poorly interpreted these days. And the
right.
way the male that's talking to me is explaining about you is that you have very powerful, very strong, and very kind messages, which is not what's been being given out.
Wow, okay.
So, I don't know. I just had to mention that for one moment, and then I just am so proud and happy to hear that somebody's out there trying to do that. So, good luck, and God bless, Tony, and until next time. Okay, you're very welcome. Have a beautiful rest of your week and the weekend.
Have a good
one. Bye. Okay, sorry, I know there was a lot of callers today, and there were people who really wanted to get in, but you guys can always reach me through my website, www.asktammyadams.com. Email me, join me for my newsletter so that you can be able to get all the information that's going to be coming about karma this whole month of March. I don't do that very often. That's the only reason why I'm mentioning it. So it is a gift that all of you can totally take advantage of and then save and then keep continuing to go over that information, you know, day by day, week by week, whatever it may be, however you want to do it. But it's not something I do very often. Usually I just do, okay, here's the newsletter, here's the information. This one is throughout the whole month. You're going to be getting constant information about the karma laws and information that will help you to become clear energetically. Until next time, all of you, God bless. Have an absolutely blessed weekend. And remember to pass it forward. Remember to pass on the love, pass on the amazing gift of letting people know that guardian angels and spirit guides are real. Share your stories. Share your messages, because that's where it's going to make a difference. So many of us keep ourselves held back, and we stop ourselves from where we need to be because we are in fear. Don't be in fear. Trust and know that everything is going to be amazing. And trust and know that your guardian angels and your spirit guides are right there with you. Pay attention to your dreams and pay attention to the messages that I gave today so that all of you can continue growing. God bless. Until next time, I am Tammy Adams, your host.